WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kaifin. The emergency management director has quit after a decision not to sound warning sirens during the Maui inferno. Survivors say it was a bad call.
I think any warning would have been extremely helpful, even if it just got us to come out of our homes and our condos.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Maui County officials said Herman Andaya resigned due to health reasons. The resignation comes one day after our team pressed him on his decision to not activate emergency sirens as the fire grew. Andaya told me he did not regret his decision.
Had we sounded the siren that night, we're afraid that people would have gone into the fire.
A response that angered residents on the island, still shocked by the devastation in Lahaina. Jonathan Migliotti, CBS News, Maui.
In Western Canada, officials say a wildfire is just miles from the northern edge of Yellowknife and could reach there by tomorrow. All 20,000 people in that city are heading out.
We've got lots of smoke in the air. We've got the droning engines of water bombers flying overhead.
There are more than 1,000 active fires burning now in Canada. President Biden is at Camp David to confer with South Korea's president and Japan's prime minister. CBS's Christina Ruffini says China is a major part of the discussion.
This is actually the first ever standalone trilateral meeting between these three nations. And the location of Camp David is no accident, given its history of past diplomatic milestones. It shows just how seriously the Biden administration and the two visiting leaders are taking the summit.
This morning, a New York judge rejected former President Trump's bid to delay the second defamation case brought by E. Jean Carroll, calling the appeal frivolous. There have been threats against the grand jurors who indicted Trump and others this week in Georgia. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The Fulton County Sheriff's Office in Atlanta is working to track down the origin of the threats. Other local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies are also involved. Under state law, the names of the grand jurors were included in the 41-count indictment.
Trump's legal team pushing now for an April 2026 trial in his D.C. election case. Prosecutors want it to start in January of next year. Hurricane closing in on the southwest. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking it.
We have Hurricane Hillary, now a very strong Category 4 going up to Category 5. And the way the weather pattern is setting up, Hillary will move off the Mexico coastline and make its way on due north towards San Diego and Los Angeles over the weekend.
Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up about 3 points. NASDAQ is down 75 and the S&P 500 down 10. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The second young woman who is part of the Slender Man stabbing case has chosen to cease her efforts to leave the state mental hospital. Lawyers for Morgan Geiser retracted the request this week and highlighted her advancing mental health treatment. The event occurred when Geiser and accomplice Anissa Wire enticed a 12-year-old friend into the woods, resulting in 19 stab wounds. Following the incident, both Geiser and Wire were committed to a state mental hospital. Wire was released in 2021. There are now vending machines in Milwaukee County with fentanyl test strips, Narcan, and gun locks. Leaders yesterday introduced 11 harm reduction vending machines at various facilities across the county. The selection of the initial 11 locations was based on data analysis and foot traffic. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
HelpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Who's the most fun to drink with of the Republican lawmakers? Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
You can always let us know if you are drinking with lawmakers at 844-967-2789.
Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, hour two, the 11 o'clock hour. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Today she will be back on Monday. Greg Bach is running the board, and I'm really excited to talk to our next guest. I think it's such a fascinating story. He is an extension wildlife specialist and a professor with the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology at UW-Madison. David Drake is our guest this morning. Good morning, David. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Do we have David muted?
There we go. Sorry about that.
There we go.
Wow.
There you are.
I'll try again. Well, thanks for having me on and excited to share the story with everybody.
Now, I want to make sure that I'm pronouncing this particular bird's name correctly. Is it roseate?
Roseate.
Roseate. The roseate spoonbill.
Yes, exactly. We in the wildlife field name things for obvious reasons. And so it's named the roseate spoonbill because of its color. So the adult birds are very pink, think flamingo, and then that's the color, so that's the roseate part of their name. And then the spoonbill comes from the shape and size of their bill, and it looks like a wooden kitchen spoon that you would have, where it's kind of long and skinny, leaving their head, and at the very end of the bill, it kind of elongates and enlarges into the spoon part of the wooden spoon. So that's roseate spoonbill is pretty obvious.
I find birds so interesting, and not that there aren't oddities throughout nature, but birds are weird, man. I mean, they're just there's such a variety of prehistoric looking, because the roseate spoonbill kind of looks like a dinosaur, right? A little bit.
Yep. And birds are, if you go back in the historical evolutionary record, they're related to reptiles, which would be a dinosaur. So, very interesting birds. And I guess, you know, everything's relative, right? So you might say they're weird looking, but or weird, but compared to what? I mean, humans are pretty weird themselves.
That's true.
So it's all relative, right?
Absolutely. Well, Now, so this roseate spoonbill showed up in Green Bay at the beginning of the month.
Yeah.
What made this so unusual, David?
It is unusual because this bird is relatively common, but they're common down along the Gulf Coast states of the United States. So if you go down to Texas, Louisiana, Florida, that type of area. You'll see them in wetlands. They're a wetland associated bird. So they're in freshwater, brackish water, so salt, freshwater mix, and they're in salt water as well. And they're relatively common if you go down along the wetlands areas of Texas, you know, Louisiana, Florida, and then south into Central America and South America. So what's so unusual about this is that this bird is well outside of its range. And apparently, according to the records, has not been sighted in Wisconsin for 178 years.
Wow.
And if you're a birder, and birders are extremely passionate people, especially if you're a enthusiastic birder, this is kind of what you live for. You live for those birds that are unusual or what we call accidental, so that they typically don't show up in the area outside their range very often. And when they do, people flock to go see that bird, no pun intended. And that's what's so unusual about it. I mean, birders enjoy seeing cardinals and robins and things like that, but those are everyday birds. You see them all the time. They're super common. And, you know, a lot of times it's just like, that's just another robin. But the roseate spoonbill gets people's pulse moving, and they will, you know, get in their cars and pack up the kids and the dog and everything like that, and they'll drive hundreds of miles to go see this bird. And it's been really exciting to see the enthusiasm for this bird.
Is the bird still hanging around, or has it moved on?
Yeah, that's a good question. So it was first seen in the Green Bay area, and then it was not seen there for a little while, and then it was picked up, I think, over in Michigan, Escanaba area of Michigan. And then I just got an email, timely enough, which was good for this show. I just got an email earlier this week from Tim Isley, who is an outdoor writer, a rather famous outdoor writer here in Wisconsin. And he and his wife were canoeing down the Crawfish River in Millston, between Millston and Jefferson, over, which is about an hour and a half northwest of Madison. And they saw the roseate spoonbill. And they were just enjoying it. So we don't know if there's two of them.
Wow.
or if that was the bird that was up in the Green Bay area and now has come a little bit south. But it is apparently still around.
That's just remarkable. David Drake is our guest. He's a professor with the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology at UW-Madison, and we're talking about this rare spotting of the roseate spoonbill around Green Bay and now apparently around Jefferson. Hasn't been seen here in over 100 years. David, do they get blown off course and end up somewhere like this, or is this a renegade roseate spoonbill who just wanted to see the northern climes and check it out?
Yeah, right. It's gone rogue, right?
Right.
Yeah, so that's the curious question, is about these accidentals. And it's not it's not common, but it's not uncommon to get birds that are accidentals or, you know, out of their range. And we had a sighting this past spring in Spring Green, which is about 45 miles west of Madison, of a painted redstart. And a painted redstart, we have American redstarts up here. They're a type of warbler species, a small migratory bird. But painted redstarts are found in Arizona in the southwestern part of the United States. So again, it's not really common that we have these unusual birds, but it's not uncommon, if that makes sense. And so this roseate spoonbill, apparently, I have not seen it in person, but from the reports, it's thought to be a juvenile bird. And juvenile animals are sometimes, I equate them to like 16-year-old drivers. So they just got their driver's license. They're still trying to figure out, you know, how to work all the buttons on the car and land, you know, navigate across the roads and things like that. So it is possible that this bird just kind of got off course and got confused. And roseate spoonbills, they also tend to congregate with other water birds, like ibises and egrets and blue herons and pelicans and things like that. And so it is possible that we have egrets and cormorants and pelicans that migrate up into our state from down off the Gulf Coast. It is possible that this bird got mixed into one of those flocks of water bird groups and just said, hey, you know, you guys seem like nice people. I'm just gonna hang out with you for a little while. You know, it's not much different than if you go to Europe on, you know, the Ural Pass and you meet all these different people and you have, you know, plan A, but all of a sudden you meet these cool people and you go, well, I'm gonna take a detour and go to plan B. And that could be what the spoonbill's doing, who knows?
That is so funny. Now I just have, when you talk, you equate him to being a new driver, now I just see this bird doing donuts in a parking lot.
Right.
You know, the first time he's taking his wings out, you know.
Exactly. It's all fun until somebody gets hurt.
Yeah, exactly. If the spoonbill would hang around, though, would it be able to survive our winter climate?
Yeah, not likely. And it's not necessarily that it couldn't survive the climate as a bird, but because they are a water bird, the way they feed is they feed by moving their bill and their head side to side in the water and filtering and looking for invertebrates and small crayfish and things like that to eat. And so the issue would be that because up here our water is frozen in the wintertime, it just wouldn't have access to food. So it likely would not make it through the winter unless it found an area, maybe in urban areas where you have water that's available throughout the entire winter. But then you would also have to have the food source that it doesn't eat its way out of the food source that's available in that water source. So likely what probably is going to happen, or hopefully will happen, is it's going to say, hey, it's been really fun up here. Wisconsin's awesome in the summer, but the days are getting a little bit darker. It's getting a little bit cooler. I think I'm going to find some ibises and egrets and pelicans and head back to where I belong and kind of reunite with my family so my parents don't worry so much.
A literal snowbird.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
I know we only have you for one break with us, David. We've got about 3.5 minutes before we hit the break. Would you be able to stay on a little bit longer?
Yep, I'd be glad to.
Great. Because I want to talk to you about birding in general, and it's really grown in popularity, and I think certainly the pandemic and all the lockdowns got a lot more people outside and interested, and I'm sure there are tips and tricks to when you're starting out, and I would like to know a little bit more about that. We were talking earlier, and I don't know if you had the opportunity to hear, we were talking to Todd Alba in Florida. They are having a peacock problem in one particular community, so they're actually going to be performing vasectomies on the peacocks. So this is something that you heard about.
I've heard of the peacock issue in certain communities. Yes, I didn't know that they were going to perform vasectomies, but it's not unusual to have to perform some kind of reproductive control on species that you might still want there, but you don't want them to expand their numbers through reproduction. And so it's not terribly cost effective, and it's not really efficient. It's been tried with overabundant deer populations and overabundant swan populations in urban areas. And like I said, it is effective, but it's not terribly efficient.
Our guest is David Drake, who is an extension wildlife specialist and a professor at the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology for UW-Madison. And we're talking about the rare sighting of the roseate spoonbill that was in Green Bay at the beginning of the month and has actually still been spotted in different spots around Wisconsin. Also on the other side of the break, David, I want to talk to you about bird nestings.
Okay.
And I have a sparrow in my neighborhood who I think needs to be reported to whatever nest building organization has the standards, because she's really bad at it.
You're listening to Bird Talk with Shane Matinee. Bird Talk on Civic Media.
But they build everywhere. And anyway, we will be back. We have a break coming up. David Drake is our guest. And if you have questions about birding in Wisconsin, please shoot a text. Give us a call. 844-967-2789. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Whether you're grilling burgers at the cabin or roasting hot dogs around a campfire, Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls are a summertime essential. With so many varieties to choose from, including classic white and wheat, unsliced old fashioned, brioche, gourmet French, and flavorful onion, Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth has the buns and rolls your family will love. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth, baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 76 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows level off around 57. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs level off around 84. Clouds on the increase Sunday into Monday. Upper 80s Sunday. Upper 70s by Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen is off today. She's with her husband, Mike, who is having surgery, and we wish them, we wish Mike, obviously, all the best. So I'm in for Kristen today, Jane Matinere, Greg Bach on the board, and we're talking to David Drake, who is a professor and extension wildlife specialist at the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology for UW-Madison. We've been talking about the roseate spoonbill that was located in Green Bay at the beginning of the month and has been attracting birders, I would assume, David, from all over the country.
It has been attracting birders and a tremendous amount of media attention. So not only are you interested in this, but People Magazine has reported on this. The Smithsonian Magazine has reported on this. New York Post.
Wow.
Martha Stewart even. So, you know, wildlife, people are very interested in wildlife, especially unusual events. And this is an unusual event because it's not been seen in Wisconsin for 178 years.
So if someone who is listening would like to get into birding, and it's not, I would assume it's not a terribly expensive hobby, is it?
It doesn't have to be. It can be. And there are people who spend, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a year traveling to see birds, but it does not have to be.
So what do you need?
Well, probably the best thing to do is to, if you have a smartphone, which I think everybody does these days, is I think the best app or best bird identification guide is called Merlin, M-E-R-L-I-N, and Merlin is a type of small raptor. So the Cornell University in New York, they have probably one of the preeminent labs of ornithology or bird labs. And so if you just go to your store on either your Android or your Apple phone, type in the word Merlin, M-E-R-L-I-N. You can download for free a bird identification guide. And then you would download packages. So they have packages of birds based on where you're located in the world.
Oh.
And with that, it will download all of the birds in your region. It will give you photographs, multiple photographs of each species. It will give you a textual account of the species. It will tell you where it's found in terms of range maps. all sorts of things like that. But the really cool thing about Merlin, in addition to all the wonderful information it gives you and the free cost of it, is that they have also developed this tool where you can hold your phone up when you're outside. If you hear a bird, and it will listen to that bird, and it'll identify the bird for you by song.
Wow.
So very similar to Shazam, if you're familiar with that. If you don't know a song that you might be hearing in a bar or someplace, you can hold your phone up, and this app called Shazam will identify the song title, who sings it, all that. That's essentially what Merlin does, and it is a phenomenal resource. So that is probably the best thing to get started, and you could just peruse through Merlin at your leisure and look at all the cool birds that are out there, learn about them. And then the next thing probably to do is to get a pair of binoculars if you can afford them. And they range from upwards of $2,200, but you can get a really good pair of binoculars for under $500. And I realize that, you know, for some people, $500 is a lot of money, and that's unaffordable.
Sure.
But if you also go to your local nature center, perhaps they've got binoculars for use. Sometimes local libraries have bird kits where they've got boxes that have binoculars and bird guides you could check out, similar to checking out a book. And there's other people around. There are local chapters of the Audubon Society, local birding chapters that you might be able to get in touch with. And people who bird are very enthusiastic about taking other people out birding with them and getting people interested in learning about birds. So there are a lot of resources out there, and there might be some barriers, but a lot of times those barriers can be overcome by just finding the right people or the right resource.
David Drake is our guest. He is a professor with the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology for the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Taking a little side turn here, David, it just always seems like when people get involved in a hobby like bicyclists, then they have to buy the bicycle uniform. Yep. Do I have to buy a birder uniform? Will I be?
Please say yes.
Will I be
mocked
if I don't wear the right boots or something?
Yes. Greg, why don't you help me describe what the birder uniform looks like?
It is a t-shirt that says "Who farted?" a hat. Well, it's a beer can holding hat, and shorts that only has a pocket.
That is Greg Bach, folks. David Drake does not necessarily endorse that uniform. So, you know, the really cool thing about birding is, and I'm not sure if this is still the case, but a few years ago, it was the fastest growing outdoor recreational activity in the United States. And the other thing that's really cool about birding is what you think of as who a birder is being redefined. And it used to be that it was an older person, stodgy. They had, you know, this vest on with all these pockets,
right,
and things like that. And nowadays, there are BIPOC birding groups and people who are not traditional birders or not have been thought of as traditional birders. And it's really becoming diversified. It's becoming more of a young person's thing. People of color are getting interested in it. And it's not just in nature areas. It's in urban areas and things like that. And so that's really been kind of fun to watch how birding is being redefined and who's becoming active in birding. And I think it's, you know, the more people that we can get interested in nature, regardless of what nature looks like and where it's located, the better it is. I think for us as humans, it's good for our soul, but it's really good for people to understand the nature that is around them, because then we the more familiar we are with something, the more we want to take care of something.
David Drake, it has been such a pleasure talking to you. Extension Wildlife Specialist, Professor of Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology at UW-Madison. Thank you so very much. The next time somebody flies off course, you're going to be the first one I call.
Birds only, please. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Stick around. Coming up after the break, no money fun. We hope you will join us. Keep it right here, As Goes Wisconsin, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to arrive. You are only waiting for this moment to arrive. waiting for this moment.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The emergency management chief who decided against using warning sirens during the Maui fire has quit. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti says Herman Andaya cited health reasons.
Andaya's resignation comes as we ask new questions today, not only about his decision-making, but where he was and what he was doing at the time of this fire.
There have been threats against the grand jurors who indicted former President Trump and others this week in Georgia. CBS's Jim Krasula.
The Fulton County Sheriff's Office in Atlanta is working to track down the origin of the threats. Other local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies are also involved. Under state law, the names of the grand jurors were included in the 41-count indictment.
It was back to school today in Louisville after the school bus meltdown there last week. District official Caroline Callahan.
This was not the fault of our bus drivers at all. Our bus drivers did everything right. This was nothing on our bus drivers. This was on implementation on the end, on our end.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Pewaukee mother is facing felony charges following allegations that she allowed her adult daughter to die from starvation.
The district attorney in Waukesha County has filed charges against 52-year-old Amy Laskiewicz. Prosecutors say her 23-year-old daughter was discovered lifeless and not breathing in January, weighing only 70 pounds. Laskiewicz told investigators her daughter had received a diagnosis of severe autism and lacked the ability to independently manage her diet. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
A ceremony was held at St. Mary's Cemetery in Pewaukee to honor George Schmidling, a Waukesha police detective who was fatally shot by burglars while on duty on July 11, 1961. The event marked the unveiling of a new monument made possible by Schmidling's nephew, former Pewaukee Police Chief Gary Bach. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Kristen's off today. Jane Matner filling in along with the wonderful and one and only Greg Bach on the board. That was so much fun, David Drake. I just
you had a blast. Like, it's, I mean, not that I didn't. It's just watching you do this. I mean, you were so excited. You were excited before the show. You were excited during the interview. I loved it.
I'm so odd. But
are you? But you're not a birder.
I am not a birder. I try. Now, when he mentioned that app that you can use, that Merlin,
yeah,
that sounds really useful because I have tried to identify the birds in my backyard, and I have a little book, you know, that you can use to identify them. Well, they're talking about how long their beaks are. I can't get close enough to see how long his beak is.
You make an educated guess, Jane. just before we hit the break, I wanted to say, if you do want to call in, text, be a part of the party, 844-976-2789.
You got it wrong.
Ah, darn it. 844-967, sorry, 2789.
There
that's 844-96-PARTY. Be a part of the conversation, whether it's text or call. But we did get a text from Lynn in the 414. Said, Jane, is Wisconsin the new Florida?
Oh,
question
gosh.
Mark.
I hope not.
That alone just frightens the pants off of Greg. I've seen pelicans off Washington Island. So
interesting.
That's Lynn calling or texting. And thanks for texting, Lynn.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We would love to hear from you for this next segment because we are talking about no money fun.
I love no money fun.
No money fun. So things you can do with the rest of the summer that we have and into the fall that aren't going to cost you a ton of money. So 844-967-2789. Is there something you do with your family, something you do with your kids that's cheap and makes everybody happy? 844-967-2789. This is from a NPR article. They talked to some of their staffers, actually, about what they like to do for fun that's cheap. So Michelle says, I tell my kids all the time, money doesn't equal happiness. My kids love doing a lemonade or a Kool-Aid stand for the neighbors. The three of us take the dogs for walks. We ride bikes. We visit the park. We have a pool membership, which I know for a lot of families is a big thing. She spends $150 a year, but if you've got, you know, three kids, that's still, I would think, a reasonably good deal.
Absolutely.
And gives the kids a way to cool off in the heat and have fun for hours without spending a cent.
That's good. No money. That's good. Low money fun. We'll call that low money fun.
Low money fun.
Low money fun.
Not exactly no money fun. Gail says, find a lake or a pond with a bench or bring an outdoor rug or a pillow to prop up against a tree. And read or listen to a good book. Avoid the cell phone scrolling. Just being outside early morning or evening after the hottest hours are over is refreshing. And it's a great change from being stuck inside working all day. It is so easy to get into that habit.
Oh, yeah.
I find myself doing this. And we have a beautiful patio. And I get on the computer and I get on the laptop. And that's where I stay.
Can I make a confession to you right now?
Certainly.
Jane Mantner. So when Bridget and I moved into the house last year, we bought patio furniture.
Yes.
And we put it out. And when winter came, I put it all together and I put the cover on it. And I took the cover off and it still sits like a cube, like blocked together. And all, like, we have not used it.
At all?
At all. And I look, every time I go to the kitchen and I get a cup of water, I'm just looking at that patio furniture. I'm like, there's some chairs there. That's some no money fun to sit in my backyard. And I am disrespecting no money fun right now.
But it's so easy to get into that trap.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that doom scrolling and the doom spiraling.
Or, I mean, not even like the doom over the gloom of it, but just, you know, you sit on a couch. I have a couch and a half and I love it. And I get on the streaming networks. And I watch a movie that I've seen 1,000 times.
I know, right?
But I mean that also. I mean, I don't want to consider that no money fun sitting on your couch and watching television. I think getting out, even if it's out to your backyard, that counts.
It is, and it's, as David said in our discussion about more people getting interested in birding, it's good for us, and it's good for our well being. It's good for our mental health. It's good for your soul.
Makes those good memories.
Yeah, just to get outside and hear the natural sounds without headphones or earbuds or whatever. Tony checking in on the app. I use the Merlin app And it is so much more helpful than a book. I am absolutely going to download that that Merlin app.
Ooh, we've now seen the birth of Jane the Birder.
Just wait. I'm going to come in one of these days with a vest with multi-pockets and a big binocular around
You'll never
neck.
Believe it. I found the yellow-throated warbler.
I will always laugh now that he talked about how some of those birds end up here because they're basically getting in a car with a bunch of fun people, and that's how they flew up here.
Man, how do we even get to Saskatoon, man?
I mean, we did that in college, and fortunately, nothing bad happened. But it's like you got to be careful what birds you're hanging with.
Yeah, I know. Some of those are bad influence. Those Cardinals. That's not a reference to the baseball team. It totally is.
Yep.
But Jane, do you have any go-to no money / low money fun?
Certainly the bicycle.
The bicycle, yep. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and just going for a walk, which is something I'm really trying to do regularly. And it's not about speed, and it's not about, it's about being in nature and listening to real sounds.
You walk for an hour, hour and a half, you're going to get a couple miles under your belt, listen to a good audiobook, or just listen to the nature, you know?
Yep.
It's good. That's good stuff too. That's a great thing. Bridget and I like to get in the car. We did this on our anniversary 1 year. We just got in the car and drove to Mass. And that was the pandemic and everything was shut down. But it actually kind of was a good thing in a way because everything was shut down. We didn't have to worry about being around people. We weren't going to worry about going out to eat. It was just, it's our anniversary. Let's get in the car and drive wherever. And she said, Mass. And I said, let's go. And we drove around and we walked around the city square. And we got back in the car and we just drove around, looked at the wonderful foliage because we got married in October.
Oh, lovely.
So it's a lovely memory within the lockdown / pandemic. And that's just a good thing. And that was half a day.
Right. And I actually, Mike Clemens, who was supposed to be joining us, who was our sports reporter for Civic Media, unfortunately, the Packers had a schedule change literally in the middle of the night because he emailed me this morning at 3:30. And said, yep, I got to cover this Packers thing at 11:30. So, but he was always big with family drives. They had two daughters, and they would do that on the regular on a weekend and just go to Cedarburg or, you know, wherever and just.
Yeah, you don't have to drive to Yosemite or you know.
To enjoy yourself.
Yeah, just get in the car, drive an hour in any direction. I mean, that's the also, my wife and I, we do these things where we get in the car, we drive 6 hours in any direction, and here's where you'll hit: Minneapolis, Detroit, Chicago, and further, Quad Cities,
yep,
St. Louis. You can hit so many different areas. Indianapolis. If you get in the car and drive 6 hours, and you can put me like an overnight, get a cheap hotel, that's
cool.
That's great. Yep. That's just a fun. Let's just do it.
And there's so much just in our own backyard in Wisconsin, so many beautiful areas and different topographies and different landscapes. Mm-hmm. And we would love to hear your no money fun hacks. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Also from, grab this from WPR, from Stephanie. My husband and I love finding new ways to fall in love with our own neighborhood. During the pandemic, when the radius of our walks seemed smaller, we instituted 3 bunny walks, where we walked until 3 rabbits would cross our paths. We also noticed changes in people's window boxes, front yards. Sometimes we were even lucky enough to chat with the owners themselves. Finally, we sometimes decided to walk in silence and allow ourselves to be bathed in the sound of silence around us. All of these micro intentions mirror efforts to take delight in new aspects of each other as we celebrate 25 years and counting. Often the most magical moments of connection are the small and free ones that are right in front of us, which I think is really, that's pretty lovely. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, talking about free money fun.
Jane, we got a caller coming in right now.
All right.
Sue from her car. Sue, what do you want to talk about with no money fun?
Well, one year we took a drive up north, and we went on all the lettered roads. We didn't go on any numbered roads. So we really went off the beaten track, so we didn't go on any numbers, just all the letters like A, B, C, D, whatever, and just to see where we ended up. And it was a lot of fun. And then we've taken the drive along the Mississippi River up to from La Crosse North on Highway 35, which is an awesome drive.
Oh, I bet.
And that's an awesome drive. That's like going to Door County because there are a lot of little towns and there's shops, and it's just a really fun drive. And on the Wisconsin side, you get to see the river most of the time, so that's a lot of fun. But yeah, we've always taken family drives with our kids as they were growing up. So
I love, Sue, I love the idea of only going with the lettered county highways, because that must really take right. you off some beaten, you know, down some interesting roads.
Right, it is. It was really a lot of fun, and we were out there for a few hours actually doing this, and it was so much fun because we like to drive off the interstate anyway, so this was really even more fun. So yeah, it's a good thing.
And how many? I mean, how many? Do you have an hour limit? How many hours you will go, or do you get a hotel and stay somewhere?
Well, so we used to do that when our daughter was in River Falls. We'd drive up to River Falls on 35 and then stay overnight and then drive, visit with her and drive back. But sometimes we just go out for 4 or 5 hours, sometimes 6 hours, and then get a bite to eat and come home. So it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, doesn't have to cost you a fortune, right?
No, it doesn't. You're right.
Thank you so very much for listening, Sue. Thank you so very much for calling. Really appreciate it. We are talking about No Money Fun. 844-967-2789 if you want to share your no money fun hacks. How about this one, Greg Bach? 2-minute drawing game. Each person gets a pencil and one piece of paper. Each person offers a prompt of what you have to draw for 2 minutes. Set a timer and draw your representation of whatever this thing is. There is no wrong drawing. When the 2 minutes end, share your drawing. No critiques. Praise is welcome.
I would totally do that.
Would you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I guess amazing revelations occur when there are no judgments.
Yeah. Yeah. And just it exercises a different part of your brain. It puts you into a 2-minute focus space. I think there's a lot of cool things that can come from that. I would totally do that.
I know I can't draw.
Doesn't matter, Jane. This is nowhere did you just read where it said must be trained or accomplished artist.
True.
Stop
I know,
not believing
right?
in yourself.
Yeah, and get in your own head and get in your own way.
Exactly.
Our local library system hosts all types of things, including coloring clubs, craft nights, themed parties, ukulele clubs.
Oh, boy.
Anime clubs.
Yeah, cool.
Book themed events, lectures, trivia nights. There are activities for kids, tweens, teens, adults. Everything is free. You got to love your local library, man.
You know what? I follow this guy on TikTok who tells wonderful stories about the library. And I have a library card on my phone, and I get audiobooks all the time. And, off topic, but really no/low money fun. Your public library has so much.
Absolutely.
And the fact that we are not like building monumental size libraries that are just, I mean, you could get graphic novels, you can get CDs, DVDs, the whole, I love libraries, period. I love libraries. That's what Greg Bach says.
Greg Bach, pro-library.
Totally pro-library.
Now we know.
Yeah, if you had any doubt.
All right. Thank you for that, clarifying that for me, Greg Bach. We're still taking your calls, your suggestions for your no money fun. What do you do? Where do you like to go? 844-967-2789. One break left. Come back on the other side of the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Monday.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 76. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows level off around 57. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs around 84. Highs level off around 90. Sunday, under mainly sunny skies. 80 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Kristen's off. She will be back on Monday. Jane Matinier sitting in the big chair. Greg Buck is producing on the board. And you can always call and or text anytime, 844-967-2789. The Brewers, Greg Buck, lost to the Dodgers despite hard. Corbin Burns' gem. Brewers swept thanks to deficient offense. Standings-wise,
we're ahead three games in front of
them. That just makes no sense.
I mean, it's because our division isn't popping with talent all over the place. I mean, if you look at both divisions, or you look at both leagues, with the exception of one other league in the American, every other first-place team has at least 73, if not more, victories this season.
Okay.
We're standing at 65, I believe, and I believe the Twins are like 63.
Oh.
So it shows more about the toughness of the league versus anything else. But, I mean, I'm surprised Corbin Burns is still a Brewer after the arbitration thing earlier this season. I'm not going to lie. He wanted like $10.8 million, and the Brewers said, no, we're going to give you $10.1 million. It's like, just, he's an all-star pitcher. He's probably going to go in the Hall of Fame. Just give him some, shouldn't have been arbitration. And to me, I'm like, if I'm Corbin Burns, I'm going to say, all right, cool, get me out of here at the trade, because this team doesn't value me. But here he is still, and he's pitching his heart out, and he's doing that all-star thing he does, and he's doing great, and he's trying to defend. But here we go, losing. I mean, the Dodgers are a hard team to play. They are the Dodgers. But getting swept by them does not feel good. Well, the Dodgers and the Athletics, come on!
And, I mean, you can't win on pitching alone. Certainly, no. You know, pitching is critical, but
no.
you gotta score some dingers.
No, yeah, I totally agree with you. And I mean, If he had nine more segments, I could really get into the. But I do want to say from the last segment, real quick, we had a bunch of people reach out, so I want to read some stuff for you.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah, from the 414 free street festivals and a flask. Okay, Stacy from Waukesha, calm down.
Free festivals and a flask.
Yeah, I don't know if the festivals are giving flasks away, but.
Flask Fest. The flask, now that would be something.
The flask is not endorsed by Greg Bach, Jane Matinere, or Civic Media, or As Goes Wisconsin, as that's a lumpy legal issue. So let's see here. From Madison, 608, Corey in Madison, from Madison, and with a small child, the Henry Villas Zoo is a spectacular zero-cost option, although you can make a donation, originally the gift of a wealthy socialist. And if it rains, visit the Capitol. It's the people's house. It's beautiful. It's very true.
It's true.
It's strangely fascinating to little kids. Mine used to rub Fighting Bob La Follette's nose for luck.
And Fighting Bob would probably endorse that.
Absolutely. And then Karina called in. She just wanted to let you know that up in the Mequon, Cedarburg area, I guess there's like farm tables where there's food. You don't have to. I don't know how this works, but she said you can go there. You don't have to buy anything, but you can try all the food you want. Get yourself a bite, and no one's going to be bothered by it. So if you're up in that area, go for that. And then finally from the 608, just a great, great show today.
Oh.
Thank you very much, person in the 608. We appreciate you.
Oh, do we have relatives there? I'm trying to think who would say such a nice thing.
I guess my checks to Madison are clearing for good compliments.
Well, that's lovely. Thank you so much. And again, you can check in anytime, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Greg, I know that you had mentioned you were at the comedy club last night.
Correct.
And was it Charlie Barron's night?
It was the Barron's Brothers Comedy Hour, which if you are interested in going, by the way, this isn't a specific plug for the Laughing Tap, but in exactly 5 minutes and some odd seconds, 4 minutes and 15 seconds, I should say, tickets for next month's show, which will be our last of this session.
Okay.
We don't have anything planned per se, but Charlie goes on tour. They're going to do one more show in September the 21st. So if you want to get tickets, they sell fast.
They disappear.
And they go on sale today at noon. That's the Barron Brothers Comedy Show. Barron's Brothers Comedy Hour at the Laughing Tap, laughingtap.com for tickets. But yes, last night was the show. And sometimes you get some odd pickles at the show.
No doubt.
Some party animals, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And we did have a group of individuals. I'm not going to say anything else beside that. We'll just say this. After the show was done, they enjoyed some more libations.
Yeah.
And one of them decided to get a little squirrely with your Greg Bach here.
Oh.
And they were talking during the show. I had to tell them to be quiet. That's something I'm very used to doing. I do it not with great frequency, but I'm used to it.
Sure.
And afterwards, one of the women came up to me and said, are you going to yell at us again? Are you going to tell us to be quiet? I'm like, yeah, if I have to, because you got to respect the room. And then she went and socked me in the gut. Not hard.
Great.
Not hard. Not hard at all. But she socked me in the gut. And then she went for, like, she brought her open hand up towards me, and I grabbed it. I kind of pulled it away, and I said, you're out of here. You and your friends have to leave. Her friends are very apologetic and whatever. But the best part of it, the reason why I tell you the story, because as she's leaving, she's just yelling at me, I'm sorry I hit your fat.
Oh,
oh my God. It was like, you ever those stories where parents talk about their kids swearing and they have to like turn their head or leave the room because they want to laugh?
Yes.
I had to remain like, yeah, you blah, 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 blah. But she's like, I'm sorry I hit your fat. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh,
come here and hug me. You're so sad. You're so sad and drunk.
Oh man. I hope you 86 her for good.
Well, I mean, her friends were real nice. If she comes back and apologizes, which I doubt she will because it didn't look like it was in her DNA to do so, she's welcome back. But until then, no. You don't get to punch a human.
No.
And expect me to be like, oh yeah, totally. You guys want to do shots?
Right. Yeah. Come back anytime. It was so much fun this last time.
Yeah.
Well, we are just about up against the clock. Thank you so very much for everyone who called today and who texted. Thank you, Greg Bach, for running the board.
Oh, my pleasure.
We didn't crash and burn anything. And David Drake was just a wonderful guest. That Merlin app. Find the Merlin app if you want to pick up birding, and then I'll meet you, and we'll wear our vests and our boots, and we'll get a costume. It'll be great. Have a wonderful weekend. Kristen is back on Monday. Stay tuned. We have top of the hour news, and then Town Call is coming up next, right here on Civic Media Radio Network.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.